There's a leap here, my friends, that Paul makes from the cross right into our present life that is often unnoticed. Let's look at it. Colin Cook here, and how it happens. Thanks for joining me today. What's this all about? How it happens. How what happens? The good news of Jesus Christ. The good news of our Father's love, how he has acted to save us from our sins and from our brokenness and from our death for eternity. And the good news of how our faith happens, how we train our faith, how where we put our faith, what we put our faith in, and how we intercept our struggles by that faith. That's what this program is about, how it happens. Thanks for being here today. Here is the verse I was referring to at the intro. It's chapter 5 of Romans, verse 10, the last part, but we'll take the first part for context. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. That's that little section that often goes unnoticed. Having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. This much more. You see, we have a foundation. The foundation is the love of God revealed in Jesus Christ, who took our humanity, broken and filled with death and sin, and executed it for us on the cross, so that we are reconciled to the Father through that cross, through Christ, and the power of death is no longer upon us, and the power of eternal life is upon us. Now, that's the foundation, that's the basis for what? For the present. You see, he says, if we were reconciled when we were enemies, well, how much more are we going to be saved from various situations in life now that we're friends? Think of it, my friend. The foundation of God's love for you today is not what happens to you today, not how God intervenes today, but what he did back then. Now, I say this to you because there are some very unbiblical preachers and teachers out there on television and radio who will either teach you or imply that God's grace is coming to you on the basis of what he is doing in your life now. If you're sick and you're not healed, there's something wrong with your faith. If you're poor, yet you're a believer, there's something you're not claiming. They are attempting to demonstrate the love of God by how he acts now in your life. Now, I'm saying to you that that is wrong. I'm saying this on the basis of Paul, on the basis of the message that Jesus instructed him here, is that the basis of our knowing that we are being helped now is what is going on in your life now, but what went on at the cross when God reconciled you while you were an enemy. If you are reconciled as an enemy, you will certainly be helped now as a friend. That's what that verse is saying. We don't need to look at this. Having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. We don't need to look at that word saved as a salvation saved at this point. It's simply God intervening and God helping and God working on our stuff for us. Paul, you see, has leapt into the future. And he has done so by anchoring the future, that is the present and what will happen in our lives from today onwards, anchoring that on what he did in the past. How may I know that God is for me now? How may I know that things are working together for good for me? Based upon what I see happening? Based upon what you see happening? You may have just lost your job. You may have just gone bankrupt. You may have just received a Dear John letter. Anything could happen now. But that is not what determines God's love for you. What determines it is what he did at the cross, reconciling you to him even while you were an enemy. Now notice it says this: having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. It's as if Paul here is echoing, or at least reflecting, what the writer of Hebrews says when he refers to our Jesus having gone to be a high priest now, interceding for us, interceding with the Father, and representing us before the Father as the high priest. Jesus isn't unemployed right now, twiddling his thumbs until the kingdom of God comes. Jesus isn't unoccupied. He is with the Father in the kingdom of heaven, instructing, guiding the Holy Spirit on how to help us in our lives. Now, of course, his help may not be what you expect it to be. His help may come through lots of trial, but this is where we go back to that verse that we rejoice and congratulate ourselves even, chapter 5, verse 3, in our troubles, knowing that this trouble of ours is producing perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. This whole chapter, you see, is full of certainty and rejoicing in God because the wrath has been removed. We have been declared innocent, that is, justified. We have peace, therefore, with God. We are counted as reconciled to the Father. There is a peace pact between us and God in Christ, and we have access. We have entered into the throne room and the home of God, into this grace in which we stand. So, how is it with your life now, my friend? You see, you may be listening to this program because you have nowhere else to go. You have felt that the church no longer can welcome a sinner like you. You have felt that there's no hope for you. Your struggles with drugs or alcohol, your struggles with food issues or sexual addictions is so great that you've sinned away the day of grace, so you think. But all who put their faith in Jesus Christ as the atonement for their sins can know whatever trouble they are steeped in right now, not simply struggling with, but steeped in. All such people can know that they are reconciled to the Father through the Son Jesus Christ, even while their heart is in an enemy state. And when you receive that by faith and you say, okay, I'm received by God, I'm accepted just as I am received into his presence, I have access to the Father, I rejoice in him, I'm declared innocent even though I'm steeped in trouble, I have peace even though my heart is worried and anxious, I have a peace pact established between me and God through Jesus Christ. When you can say that, then you can know the much more of verse 10. Let's get it again. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. This is where you take all the circumstances of your life right now. You pile them all up, pull them all together on one page of a journal, if you like, and write them down. And instead of bemoaning them and whining about them, you, now wait for it, you already know what I'm going to say, but it's hard to hear. You praise and thank God for them. Father, I thank you for this trouble and that problem and this difficulty and this addiction and this obsessive struggle of thoughts that I have, because I know you are helping me even when it appears that you are not helping me. I don't seem to have got out of this. Well, not seem. I haven't got out of this problem yet, but you are helping me in it. How do I know that, Father? Because you reconciled me even while I was an enemy through Jesus Christ. If you reconciled me when I was an enemy through the cross of Christ, then you will certainly much more be helping me now as you are living, Jesus, and alive before the Father today. What an incredible faith this is, my friend. You see, this, again, I say to you, is not based upon the circumstances of your life. I have several spiritual sons overseas, and one has arrived now in Denver, Colorado, and so I'm not referring to him. I'm referring to one in the Philippines who has moved to Singapore to get work there and has it now. And I'm referring to one in Nigeria. So Gan and Okechukwu, these two. Look, my friends, if you knew the circumstances of their life and how they just are so struggling to get out of poverty, so struggling against the headwinds, it seems impossible from our point of view in the United States that people would go through such difficulties. And yet, these men know Jesus Christ. They know that in spite of all the circumstances that seem to be against them, they are reconciled to the Father through Jesus Christ. And therefore, because they are already reconciled, even when they were enemies, God is for them now, and much more is saving them, working through the circumstances of their life, by His life, by the throne. What are you going to do today with the circumstances of your life? You can bemoan them, or you can say, "Thank you, Father, that since I was reconciled when I was an enemy, I know that you are helping me and saving me through the circumstances of my life much more now, since I am a friend of yours." Ah, my friend, look to the cross and the certainty of what it means for you now, and you will see God's work through trouble and darkness as well as peace and light. I'd be glad of your help, my friend, for this ministry, Faith Quest Perspectives. Let me remind you what this ministry does. First of all, it's in its 35th, or is it 34th or 5th year, and the radio broadcast is coming up to its 15th year. We provide you with this radio broadcast every day, every weekday. We also provide it for you on the website. Remember that, so that you can hear this broadcast any time of the day or night. FaithQuestRadio.com, FaithQuestRadio.com. In addition to that, partners of this broadcast receive a CD per month that trains their faith. And in addition to that, every quarter there is a seminar that teaches really great themes that inspire you and train you and redirect your thoughts. And in addition, there's counseling available. Spiritual faith training counseling in the Englewood area if you would need that. Simply call 303-738-8694, 303-738-8694. And a Monday night meeting in the Englewood area where we have dinner and we have a Bible study together. So, in the light of that, please support this ministry, would you, by sending a donation, sending a check, either monthly or one time, to Faith Quest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado, 80160. Faith Quest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado, 80160. All of these things cost, my friends, and without you, we cannot keep going. Thanks for your support. I'll see you next time. Cheerio and God bless.